Radio.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and you're listening to KEO. Now, we've been getting some feedback recently that people are interested in hearing about people's personal faith stories and their journeys. So today I happen to be sitting with Luke Funkelstrut, who's a young Sydneysider. Hi Luke, how are you going?
Good, thanks. Sarah, how are you?
Good, thank you. So did you just want to start by telling us a bit about your background?
Sure. Well, my background, I was born in the Hurstville area of Sydney. I attended Catholic school my whole life. I come from a very mixed family. My mum's side is Anglo-Indian and all very Catholic. And my dad's side isn't Catholic. They come from a Lutheran background. But for me, I was raised Catholic. I started off life as any normal child in a Catholic school, going to Mass with the school, saying the prayers. And it was a very good childhood, very happy. I have two younger brothers as well that I had to compete with. So, in terms of my faith, as I got older, going through high school, changing schools as well in primary school, moving out to Liverpool, I guess the faith and the practice started to slip a little bit. Having to change parishes, especially when we were so used to going to a parish where we had other relatives there, other friends, and we'd always just go to church together and then go to someone's house afterwards. To after we moved, it became very isolated, I suppose, where didn't know anybody, having to form roots all over again. And especially as we got a bit older and sport and things started to come up, a lot of things started to take precedent over going to church. So unfortunately, especially with my brother's soccer on a Sunday morning, just going to church became less frequent and it just sort of became very sporadic, every couple of Sundays or so, and Easter and Christmas. When I started high school, I got involved with a local youth group, and it really helped me to start to meet other young Catholics, young people who were more alive in the faith, more excited about God and the message that Jesus left us. It really helped me to start to think about God a bit more. It helped me to get to church because, I was involved in the local, the band for the Mass, for the youth group. But it was always still a private thing. It was never something that I really openly shared with everybody else, saying, oh yeah, I'm Catholic, oh yeah, I go to church on Sundays. It was still a very private thing. And I guess even at that stage, I still sort of felt a bit bored with Mass and a bit bored with as a young person, I sort of saw it as very rigid and very, trying to tell me what to do sort of thing. And especially going through high school and having that peer pressure to conform, to look appealing to other people and not do things that would, be social suicide, I suppose. I think if you practiced your faith, and people knew you went to church all the time and things like that, I think they really saw that as you're a bit nerdy, you're a bit silly for believing in those things. And I guess this is back in early 2000s. So what really brought me back to the faith was when in 2006, at the beginning of 2006, I went along to an Antioch weekend at Liverpool, and it was really by accident that I ended up there because one of my friends from my then youth group came up to me at school and just handed me these forms, shoved them into my hand and said, you're coming to this. I guess at this stage I was always very hesitant. I always avoided going to retreats and things that I didn't have to go to, especially if they were you know, away, or if I had to stay there for more than one day. And so I don't know what it was. I really believe, you know, it was God working through people that led me to this Antioch weekend, because just something in my head said, oh, give it a go. You know, it's local. It's held at my high school. You know, I thought if I don't like it, I can just leave anyway. It's so close to home. But when I got there and I saw that I knew quite a lot of people, there was lots of other people my own age, but also people who were older. I mean, at that stage, I was only 15. So even then, I was even below what Antioch normally took in, which is 16. And to see such a range of people, there was people who were lifesavers, people who were firefighters, people who were, you know, school students, people who were uni students, you know, it was such a big variety of personalities and people from all different backgrounds and ethnicities. And that's when I sort of started to realize that it's cool to be Catholic. You know, I shouldn't have to worry about what people think. It really brought, through people's testimonies and talks and through a chance to, I guess, reconcile myself with God for abandoning him for other worldly things, it really helped me to form a personal relationship with God, which was much different to my past faith, which was just, you know, living by the faith of my parents or the faith of my youth group. It was never a personal thing up until that point. And Antioch really helped me to gain a lot of confidence, to really be proud of my faith, and also to open up more about where I was in my faith journey, and get a lot of great feedback and advice from other young people my own age who were going through the same thing, and were really wanting to help me to get to know God. I remember on an Antioch weekend having the chance to talk to the priest and to go to confession, and it had been about 5 years since my last confession, which was I guess in year six of primary school was my last confession, with up until now I was in year 11. And I remember being so nervous and so just petrified of going. I wasn't planning on going until I had one or two people come up to me and sit and chat, and just talking to me through it all and sort of saying how good it feels to go to confession, to talk to the priest about things. And I decided, okay, well, I'm here, I may as well, you know, throw myself in the deep end and go and do it. And so when I went to the priest, you know, I went to one of the priests that I knew from the parish, and you know, I went there, I didn't know what to do. I sort of just sat there quietly until the priest prompted me to what to say. And I was able to get a few things off my chest that had been weighing down. And when the priest, you know, raised his hand over me and gave me that absolution, as I was walking away, I just felt this overwhelming sense of, you know, that massive weight being lifted off, that overwhelming sense that connection with God was reconnected, was alive again. And just this internal, something had changed. I could really feel it within me. And ever since that day, it's really led me on to other things, to really want to pursue God a lot more. And ultimately through Antioch and through that first experience in 2006, it's led me on to so many fantastic adventures and things, from World Youth Day to the canonization of Mary MacKillop in Rome, and, you know, to pursue a lot of different avenues in my life that has led me up today working with the Archdiocese of Sydney, which, if you'd asked me, you know, back when I was a 15-year-old, I definitely don't think this was on my radar. Yeah.
So you went from sort of being a lapsed Catholic to being a part of this youth group and being part of the church again. Now, was it an instantaneous process, or did you find yourself going through a process of hurdles?
Oh, yeah, it was definitely a process. It wasn't like I had infused knowledge or anything. And, you know, it was very much a gradual thing. There was a lot to learn. I guess from that initial point, it allowed me to be open to things rather than just shut down to things straight away. I remember thinking, even after doing the Antioch weekend, I still remember thinking, oh yeah, I can be a good Catholic. I don't have to listen to everything that guy in white tells me. You know, I can still do things as long as I'm a good person. And that was my ideology until I suppose I went to World Youth Day in 2008 and I actually got to see that guy in white. Being amongst that environment, that setting, you know, you can't help but be moved by that. And when you see so many other young people who are, you know, so dedicated, so alive, it makes you think, well, what am I doing wrong? You know, how come I don't feel that enthusiasm and that, you know, yearning to really want to come alive in the faith in the church? I didn't realize at the time that, you know, being Catholic meant being in communion with the church, being able to say yes to what God through the church is asking us to do and to live by. I guess what really helped to form me was just by going to the different catechesis sessions, going to different talks that were offered during World Youth Day, and what got the ball rolling was one night I remember, before World Youth Day, when the Cross and Icon came to our parish at Liverpool, and just sitting in the pew when it was, you know, the lights had been dimmed, there was beautiful, you know, quiet music going on, people walking up to venerate. I just sat there and was just staring in prayer and staring at the icon of Mary and Jesus, and I sort of just looked into the eyes of Mary, and you know, it just made me really reflect on my life and really realize that I still had a long way to go, and that God was asking me to change a lot of things in my life. I think He was really pouring out His grace upon me to grow in love with Him and His mother and the church. And it was at that point that really started me on that journey. It helped me to look at where I was in my life at that point compared to where I wanted to be. And I guess I feel that every time I go to adoration, staring at the Eucharist in the monstrance, it's a fantastic way for me to put my life into perspective and see where I'm at, have a good look at that and analyze it, and then think, well, am I where I'm supposed to be? Have I reached what I want to achieve in my faith? And then I, through talking to God, and it helps me to work out a way, what do I need to change to get there? And since then, I've been blessed to have, you know, again, through Antioch, having the different testimonies and talks on so many different topics, which were very helpful, very formative. And then on top of that, being able to attend, you know, guest speakers, theology on tap, catechesis in my own parish, and, you know, just having such great formators around me through the youth and through many priests and religious that I've come to know over the years. You know, I'm very happy with my life at the moment, very happy with the way my faith is, my connection with God and His church. And I think compared to being 15, 16, not wanting to do what the guy in white tells me, to now, you know, I'm in love with the church, and you know, very faithful to the Holy Father, and you know, it just makes sense. I think when you really stop and think about why the church says things, really, you know, do your own research, not just relying on social things, on the newspapers and the websites and things. When you really do your own research and pray about it, you come to realize that the church is very knowledgeable, very sensible in its reasoning, and you know, it just makes sense. I think you've just got to be willing.
So you mentioned a bit about catechesis and adoration, and I know a couple of years ago you had the privilege of being a part of the Youth Leaders Formation course here in the Sydney Archdiocese, and as an alumna of that course, I can say it is quite a life-changing experience. Can you tell me a bit about what that was like for you?
Sure. Well, I guess for those who don't know, the Youth Leaders Formation course is it's a month-long full-time live-in experience where it's usually for about 20-odd young people to come together in community to be well catechized through having two different talks a day during the week and have a lot of, you know, fantastic time for prayer every day, daily mass, daily rosary, daily adoration, you know, all the essentials of the Catholic faith. It's all right there at your fingertips. And having that experience, you know, I came away from that just so enlightened. I think that was really you know, it was almost like the Wikipedia of the Catholic faith. You know, you could just find anything you needed to find on it. And any questions were all answered by these amazing speakers and the awesome team that led us through this month. And being able to also outreach, to do parish mission, as well as helping with you know, social outreach, actually going out and visiting people who are disadvantaged, people who are less fortunate than us. But most of all, being amidst 20 other young people who are so alive in the faith, yearning for that formation, yearning for that knowledge. And I guess as the title says, it's to form young leaders in the faith and to truly reap the blessings for each person who attends it, as well as for the whole Catholic Church in Australia. For me personally, that was really the catalyst for me thinking about the idea of vocation. Being around, you know, these amazing people in community, learning what it's like to live in community, as well as my past experience as a community and as part of Antioch, you know, it made me really stop and think about, what do I want to do in life? At that stage, you know, I was halfway through my uni degree. I was, you know, preparing myself to become a high school teacher, and really that was my heart was set on that. I sort of thought, you know, I can still be an amazing teacher and teach the Catholic faith, and you know, I don't really have to become a priest or a brother or whatever, you know, to do that. I can just do it as a normal teacher. But the one thing I learnt on the Youth Leaders Formation course was, you know, the extent of our love that we give. And obviously, teaching is a beautiful vocation, and if you're called to be a teacher, you know, God's really asking you to extend, you know, the maximum love you can ever give to your students and to those you work with. For me, what I was starting to feel through my experience at the Youth Leaders Formation course was that God was asking me to give more love, to give even more than just being a teacher. And ultimately, that led me to start thinking about the religious life, to think about, you know, I'm living in this amazing community, why not do it for the rest of my life, and really make something of it. And not just teaching kids academically, but also teaching kids and other people, you know, the faith, to really have that personal encounter with God that I felt and still feel, you know. And it's helped me so much in my life that why wouldn't I want that for other people as well? And it really started me thinking about, well, where do I go from here? What can I do? You know, I had thought about it previously, but I'd always sort of just, you know, shrugged it off or thought, oh, well, I'm not sure if I have to, you know. But this was really the defining point. that yes, this is definitely where I'm feeling God pulling me to.
So tell me a bit about where you're at now and how you're going about living out the faith on a daily basis.
Well, now I'm very lucky to, at the moment, while I'm still in discernment, I'm very lucky to now be working on the Youth Leaders Formation course now in the Sydney Archdiocese. The benefits of that is that, you know, I'm surrounded by these amazing people who are also alive in the faith. It's great to be working for the church. You know, we pray the Angelus at 12 o'clock. We have daily mass at 12:30. As well as that, just being able to help organize this amazing course and this amazing experience for other young people that I've gained so much from. On top of that, I'm also doing casual teaching while I'm still thinking about things, so nothing concrete. I think doing this is a great experience for me because it allows me to do the thing I love, which is teaching, but also it's so great to have those deep conversations with students about the faith, about you know, answering those questions that I thought as well as a young person back when I was their age. And through what I had learnt on the Youth Leaders Formation course, as well as through my other experiences, being able to answer those questions. So it helps to embed that into myself as well. In terms of my vocation, I'm still on the road, still definitely looking towards religious life. And at the moment, I've been seriously discerning with the Conventual Franciscan Friars, which is an amazing order of men, priests and brothers, all living the beautiful Franciscan charism. The reason why I really started to look closely at these Franciscans was that, you know, St. Francis, you know, probably the best known saint in the Catholic Church, his example was one of humility, one of you know, abandoning your own desires for the desires of God, to really want the best for other people. But you know, I always try to live by his quote that preach the gospel at all times and use words when necessary. That it's not just how much we say. You know, we can stand there all day and talk to people, talk at people. That's not going to achieve anything. It's through our own example that we're going to change hearts and change lives. That, you know, I really hope to be able to be that symbol of Christ to other people. And obviously the poverty of it all also appeals to me, that when you just get rid of all those distractions, when you abandon all your wants and desires and just be open to the needs of other people and the needs of the church, it makes life so meaningful, you know. And you don't, I guess for those listening, you don't have to just become religious to do that. I think everybody is called to do that, to live a simple life, a humble life, one close with God. And to never just give in to worldly desires, to always think, you know, I always think about a story I heard about, you know, our cardinal who has a skull on his desk, and when asked by people, why do you have a skull on your desk? It's that, you know, he looks at it before any major decision and thinks, is it worth my soul? You know, and that's something I think we should all ask ourselves, is what we're doing worth our soul? I really feel that God is calling me to live out my vocation as a Franciscan, as a religious brother. I don't feel called to the priesthood. I believe it's a beautiful vocation and we need our priests, but for me personally, I'm feeling the calling to be a religious brother. I think that really just personifies that quote of St. Francis, and to just be that living example to other people. Not in how much I say, but just from being myself. and being with God. And I definitely think that many other young people should also think about how much love is God asking me to give, and how can I show that love. That was a bit of advice that I had learnt off a YouTube video I was watching when I was discerning my vocation. And I really believe YouTube is a real way to go when you're discerning your vocation, because there's so many fantastic videos out there that people don't even know about. You know, there's amazing vocation stories, there's amazing advice for young people discerning. And the best advice I heard was from a priest who said, you know, when you're discerning your vocation, you have to think about, how can I show the most love? Is it through being a teacher? Is that, you know, how God is asking you to show that love? Is it through being a nurse? Is it through being, you know, an accountant, a garbage man? You know, in anything you do, it's about doing it to the best of your ability, but also doing it with love. And that's what I'm really hoping to achieve through my life, and God willing, through my life as a Franciscan brother.
Great. Thank you, Luke. It's been a privilege catching up with you today.
Thank you, Sarah.
And I'm sure many of our listeners will benefit from your sharing as well. So thanks.
Great. Thank you, Sarah, and God bless you all.
Radio.org.au